Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa nā Tanahira Tukuingwa. This is your Wātea News. Health authorities are being challenged to lift their game in vaccinating Māori and Pacifica populations in light of the latest COVID-19 outbreak in Auckland. David McCree-Jansen, the co-chair of Māori Pandemic Response Group Te Rōpū Whakakau Papa Uruta, says he wouldn't be surprised to see this morning's count of 5 cases expand to 25 and then 125 in a few days, given the greater infectionness of the Delta variant. The 4 new cases are all connected to the 58-year-old Devonport man who tested positive yesterday, and one of them is a hospital nurse. Dr. Jansen says the immediate lockdown was the right thing to do, but when vaccinations resume in a couple of days, he wants to see increased focus on Māori and Pacifica because of the effects the virus will have if it gets loose in those populations.
71% of Māori over the age of 65 in the Auckland region have been vaccinated. The vaccine acceptance is surging. You know, we've got a good program for them. My concern is that we needed to reach deeper into our community. It has to get our vaccination numbers and our offer to Māori sort of over the age of 40. That's the area we've really got to get busy on, and our health system's just really got to lift its game in the next week or two.
Dr. Rawari McCree-Jansen. Tai Tokerau Border Control says Aucklanders are treating the Level 4 lockdown as an excuse for a holiday in their rohe. Coordinator Ruben Taipari says he deployed non-contact checkpoints from Ruakaka to Kaitaia to observe last night's traffic. He was shocked and angered at the volume of SUVs laden with boats and bikes.
They were coming up over 400 to 500 vehicles per hour, 5 o'clock onwards till midnight, coming up here in those numbers. Even after midnight, when there's supposed to be no vehicles on the road, there were still 100 vehicles per hour. So we're very disappointed in that attitude that Auckland didn't stay home.
Ruben Taipari says the speed of the lockdown has sparked a sense of panic in Kaitaia because staples like bread and milk have been sold out. Artist Marilyn Webb, whose work looked at land, ecology, politics, women in art, and Māori and post-colonial history, has died in Dunedin, aged 84. Webb, who was of Ngāti Kahu, Te Rōroa, and European descent, was born in Grey Lynn but raised in Opotiki. She studied at Ardmore Teachers College, Dunedin Teachers College, and Edward King Technical Institute, Dunedin, before becoming part of an innovative Department of Education project where Māori artists were placed as advisors in Northland schools. She was known for her printmaking and also worked in paint and pastel. Webb taught art for 30 years at secondary and tertiary levels in Dunedin and was made an officer of the New Zealand Order of Merit in 2000 for her services to art and education. She also received an honorary doctorate from Otago University and the Supreme Award for Excellence in Māori Art in the 2018 Creative New Zealand Te Wakatai Awards. And that is your Wātea News.